down to what you value in life.
Yeah.
I think it can come down to what you value. Because I have no problem living in a 20 million van house. No problem.
Yeah.
I'm talking about no problem.
Yeah.
But we are 100,000 van house. What do you mean?
Doesn't make sense, eh?
Something just happened. Please. You never know that. We really don't actually.
12 hours in the day in that house.
No, you see, when things meant to be, it's happening somewhere.
How much time am I going to spend in 100,000 that house?
Nah, I only probably want to wear it once or twice.
Special occasions.
Yeah.
Some special occasions happen a year.
Not every day.
It's a kick. It's a kick. You mess.
You know what makes me concerned even more. There are people who are wearing Mr. Price.
Yeah.
And the way they're wearing that Mr. Price, looking so much better than the 100,000 rand outfit. Not to know some of the colors on those outfits. You can see where this is only a name of brand. Because these guys, they don't go.
Even the material as well. With these expensive brands, well, some materials are not proper.
That's 25,000 rand. When they're wearing $7,000 suits.
No,
what is that thing? That thing presents on behalf of you in a meeting.
Getting too much charge.
Yeah.
We start into because now we
and that's someone's normal wardrobe.
I didn't know there was an up and down.
That's life,
so
bro.
That's
life, bro. Wait until you have it, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you now.
Ah, no, I'm just saying. Wait until you have it. I used to think like that as well. And the minute you get exposed to a lot of money per se, somehow, I don't know what happened. I don't know how our mind is wired.
The only problem you have,
more especially if you
imagine,
if you're not disciplined with money, you find yourself like buying unnecessary stuff, and then you regret it later. You're like, why did I buy this thing? Do I really need this?
The only expensive things that come to mind is a wallet, card holder, a pair of sunglasses.
Teach you now your approach is like a lesson.
And I said, okay, maybe a jacket, and I said, no.
You can help
sunglasses in every time not in summer. A wallet every day.
Who you want.
God hola,
you get that from
me, like, and I don't
know,
maybe I need Louis Vuitton travel bag.
I know.
Okay.
And when you get somebody, you know those people.
Louis Vuitton travel bag is in the can the same amount of clothes as Samsonite.
It's very expensive. Yeah.
It's not like Samsonite's gonna carry less clothes.
Yeah.
Right? The same amount.
Yeah.
But for 1/25th of the price.
Yeah.
And true. Another thing is, how much value is this Louis Vuitton bag adding to your life? This is me talking to myself.
Yeah.
And I can justify 7,000 rand for the Louis Vuitton bag because I'm using it every day.
Yeah.
And of course, the chain is genuine leather.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of money. I got this wallet for 3 years. It's invested.
Yeah.
I didn't pay for it. It came with the car.
Yeah.
Genuine leather? It's still fine. But I'm like, hey, this is the one that's taken a lot of money. 20 years. 30 years. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm also tired of my glasses breaking, because my glasses are always breaking. Because I'm buying 60 rand glasses. Which is scary. That's been 5,000, 6,000 on good glasses. I'm responsible, I look after the stuff I have. I'm aware those things every day, basically. They're sun, they're glasses. Okay, so 6,000 has been over so many years?
Yeah.
Yes, because now the problem
but
is...
now, 100,000 rand for an LV bag set. That I'm gonna travel maybe 25 times in a year. Hey bro, I don't know what's I had that conversation I'm saying, bro.
Nah, I hear you, bro.
I hear what you're saying. I don't really have the money in the bank. In my head, it's like, no. Buy my grandfather a Mercedes cash. Suddenly, I won't think twice of it. You know? That's when I realized, God, thank God for having the right priorities.
Yeah, that's very important. It's very important. And stick to them, you know? And stick to them, because it's easy to diverse from them once the money is here. You know, because somehow you might have all these priorities, and when the money is here, things change.
That's our problem with this book. And during this long period of my life, I've never been broke.
Still
want to speak. I'm looking at things and I'm thinking to myself, bro. Oh, when did you come back? These people might have studied 9 years for a title. We have a skill set, bro, that's second to none. Skill set is amazing. But the salary they're offering us, what you can do as a chartered accountant, is slap in the face, man.
True.
You have somebody, like, some of us wanting to enter into business, and some people overseas, they're going to supply like maybe $150 million. And then those people they would probably raise like 250 to make 400 and do a project together. I said to you, send me the email. Look at the document. And I say, click on the website, go to the website. Click on the address, find the address on Google Maps. These people, you know that there's three different fonts in this letter. Means the information they've given you, they've cut it from somewhere and they've placed it on this PDF document. And I click on the logos.
Yeah.
And I see, can you see this logo was stuck on? Because if you click on the PDF, you never highlight the logo. See, this thing is not legit.
Let me tell you a story.
When you talk to those people, bro. A
few years ago.
Things that are coming out of the mouth and not like an organized
almost more than 100,000.
That's the skill set. Whereas if you look at it and listen to the things, I know what they're saying. And then I look at it and I'm like, there's three different fonts. Where you get, which professional body uses three different fonts in a 9-page document? Which professional body has the pixels, has blocks on a document? No professional in the world. Then you're going to go as a company, often a person, 35,000, what a month, what a world of inspectors there. Some goes for a 2-week course. And someone who's financially trained for 7 years offer them the same. And I said, bro, no.
No. I questioned myself.
How?
Ah, it doesn't make sense, huh?
I told myself, I said, you know what?
The skill set
that you have,
that's a legend. True. And you have to, yeah?
You have to leverage the skill set before it's done. Yes, the value is that you get to pay the same amount as you. But what you can do with a set of financial statements.
I just don't pray.
Then we don't even get a salary this month. What do we do? That's what I'm saying. This period, bro. Open a mind. See, let me show you something now. I'll tell you my friend. I said, if you talk to a friend, you want to take a break. Yes. What they did was strong.
Yeah.
But the consequence.
Still.
Before they give him the pot, this fee you paid comes to work. We're all in articles. You have a fully paid pot. That's 2,600 installments you don't have to pay. For the 10 months, that's only 6,000 rand that's not leaving your bank account.
Yeah.
That's 31,500. That's you saving. Because your dad has given you. Over 3 years period, you've saved 100,000. I haven't. Your parents gave you a house. So yeah. I'm contributing to my house. You're contributing out. And you want to say what you've got. I'm at a financial disadvantage compared to you.
Yeah.
Your parents have paid for your education. I used to pay off my study loan.
Now that's reality, you know, and when you bring it, it's like it's one of the subjects that they don't want to talk about.
No, they don't.
You know, when once you talk about it, easy. I mean, they'll trap a whole mystery to silence you. You know, because they don't want the truth.
No, they don't. Okay. We have something that's black and colored.
True, dude. And that's a serious issue.
That is like, that's what's killing us.
Yeah, that's a serious issue. And worse, bro, we have that. We have this thing that called lobola. Then we have to pay. I mean, we have we gotta do two weddings for what? You know, all of that. It's a serious problem. All of these things. We just love to be under this yoke. Yeah.
We need to find the root of it.
True.
I look after you, so you must look after me.
Yeah, there's certain things that we need to stop doing. That are not benefiting us at all these days, you know. Other than that, they're just costing us. And they're costing us a lot.
They were in two weddings. A maximum the thing, man.
True.
Shooting rings. That's all of them. It's both. It's the thing. The thing is, I'm needing customers 50,000. You're what you're talking about.
What is 50,000?
You're having finger snacks.
That's nothing.
I'm saying to myself, when you know what you want, you know how many people are coming to our room? 400. So what? We don't know. You must hire a big DJ. You must hire a DJ.
I start to get married in a disadvantage, at a financial disadvantage.
Unnecessary. For unnecessary. Because all of this, you're just doing it for them. You know, so that they can, what, enjoy themselves. In whose expense? Your expense. At the end of the day.
What if it is, what the rose is, what the... You find it. Then it's a different story. Because then you can afford.
But there are very few people. But there are very few people who are like that, huh? Very few.
You
know, we can count them.
And then you can to live in your parents' house.
Hey, bro. These are like serious issues that most people don't talk about, because even the marriage itself, the foundation is not already not proper, because the one that has spent a lot of money eventually is gonna feel bad about it, you know, and it's gonna hit him in the long run, you know, and it's gonna cause tension in the relationship, you know. So, yeah, man.
Is there something that